Well, also this week, the European Space Agency has launched the Gravity Field and Steady State Ocean Circulation Explorer satellite, which is why we call it GOCE, G-O-C-E for short. And they say it's going to bring about a whole new level of understanding of one of the Earth's most fundamental forces of nature, and that's our gravitational field. Well, Dr. Chris Hughes is from the Proudman Oceanographic Lab. He's down here on Earth with us, thankfully, and he's planning to use the data from GOCE to better understand what's going on in the world's oceans. He's with us now. Hello, Chris.
Hello.
Welcome to The Naked Scientist. Tell us, what actually is GOCE? How does it work, first of all?
Well, if you imagine having six metal cubes in a box in orbit around the Earth, because they're all in slightly different places, they're feeling slightly different bits of the gravitational field, so they will move differently. Ideally, what you would want to do is just track them and measure the relative motion. That tells you about how the gravity field is changed from one place to another. You can't do that because they'd rattle around and bounce off the walls. So instead, you hold them still and measure the force that you need to hold them still.
And what sort of orbit is this satellite in? Is it going over the poles, so the Earth is effectively turning under it, and this means that it can effectively, over the course of a one-month period, scan the entire of Earth's surface?
Yes, that's right. It's not quite over the poles. It's about 6 degrees off, but it covers almost all the Earth, yes.
Why is this useful to you as an oceanographer? What can we learn by studying the Earth's gravitational field?
Well, we want to know what the ocean currents are doing, and we can learn an awful lot about those from sea level. Whether the sea surface is sloping or not. It's rather like isobars on a weather map tell you which way the wind is blowing. The sea level tells you which way the currents are going. Now, if you want to know whether the sea is sloped, you need to know which way is up. And we know it pretty well, obviously, but we don't know it well enough. We're talking about very, very small gradients. One in a million is the gradient that matters. So you need to know very precisely what the gravitational field is in order to define the direction of up.
But given that the Earth is a sphere, Chris, why don't we just see gravity being uniform everywhere across the Earth's surface?
Well, because the Earth isn't quite a sphere. Every mountain, every bump, every different mass around the Earth has its own bit of gravitational attraction towards it. So if you actually look at the shape of the sea surface, what you see is a whole set of wrinkles and bumps. It really looks like a map of the sea floor, because every mountain on the seafloor is pulling the water towards it. So what you think of as a nice, smooth, round sphere is actually quite wrinkly and bumpy when you look on the very small scales.
And an understanding of these currents, how will this inform us about what's going on in the oceans?
Well, the ocean is almost half of the climate system. It carries heat around from equator to pole in just the way that the atmosphere does. And it keeps parts of the Earth warm, cools other parts, and is very important for things like fisheries, but also climate in Europe in particular. Now, it's very difficult to measure. There's so much going on in the ocean. It tends all to happen on smaller scales than it does in the atmosphere. And there are fewer measurements. It's harder to see into. We can't measure much in the ocean from satellite. These measurements of currents are really going to give us a huge amount of new information about the basic patterns of flow in the ocean. It allows us to understand how the heat gets transported around.
And just to finish off, Chris, how long is the acquisition of the data going to take? How long before you can come back on this programme and tell us this is what we found?
Oh, it's going to be at least a year. It's going to take 6 months or so before the whole system is calibrated and has gone down to its operational orbit and is taking measurements. And then there's a lot of work, once the data have been collected, turning that into useful information that we can calculate the sea level relative to the gravitational field. So there may be some early results somewhere around Christmas time, but it's going to be many years down the line before we've got really perfect observations, the best we can get out of it.
Well, we wish you luck with it. Thank you very much. That was Chris Hughes, who's from the Proudman Oceanographic Lab, telling us about GOCE, which is the Gravity Field and Steady State Ocean Circulation Explorer.
Keeping you abreast of the world's best science, The Naked Scientists.
You're listening to The Naked Scientists with Chris Smith and with me, Ben Valsler. There is also another way to listen to The Naked Scientists, and while you're doing it, you can chat about the science in the show with like-minded folks, or at least with the digital representations of like-minded folks, and that's because it's in the virtual world of Second Life. We're live at 10 a.m. Second Life time every Sunday, so if you want to join us, sign up for Second Life, visit the Cylands and search for The Naked Scientists. You can drop by our delightful mansion, relax on one of the sun lounges, or sit on the sofas inside, and listen to the show.
Thank you, Ben.